is the start to a new sermon series for the month of October. October is when we at COA this year are going to focus on stewardship, but it is not going to be focused primarily on money. We get caught in the weeds as Christians, I think, if we forget that the real meaning of stewardship is more about valuing all the blessings in our lives, valuing them enough to take really good care of them and not to take them for granted. COA hopes to bless you in this month with the many different offerings, with reminders of ways that God connects to your life. And I think when it comes to giving back, I believe you give to things that feel relevant to you, that bless you. We have lots of blessings. The blessings in our lives come in many forms. It can be a family who loves us, a job that pays the bills, a body that is able to wake up and breathe and move every morning. And that last one is the one where we will begin today in the sermon series, with our bodies, with our health, our physical well-being. How does our faith connect to this area of living? That is the question that I want us to look at every Sunday this month for the next 5 weeks, the question of how faith is related to things that we might otherwise compartmentalize, put in boxes. We want to connect the dots, as our theme says. And I wanted to start with something as personal as our bodies, because I think all too often the Christian faith has created a big, wide separation line between what is physical and what is spiritual. And I think that is wrong. That is not biblical. We got the idea that bodies are bad and spirits are good from ancient Greek philosophers like Plato. We did not get it from Jesus. In fact, Jesus came to us as God in bodily, physical, human form for a reason. What we all call the incarnation, God coming to us, is all about the body. And then all over the Bible, there is wisdom about how to take care of ourselves. Why? Because the body is a sacred thing. It is a part of our life with God, and it cannot be separated from it. How we take care of our God-given bodies is connected to our faith. Now, confession time. I know we had our prayer of confession, but here's my prayer of confession about this topic. And this is hard for me. I knew that in the last few years that my own bodily weight has increased. And I felt concerned about it like so many people in our culture. But then, just last week, I got my BMI, my body mass index, checked at Rite Aid. And my BMI placed me in the category of obese. What a rude awakening. My vanity just shatters with the thought. But don't feel too bad for me. I'm not alone in this, as you might guess. Whatever controversy you've heard, thank you for that. Whatever controversy you've heard about the BMI, this is a major problem today. Our health, how we're taking care of our bodies. This is a major problem in our country. A government report shows that more than two-thirds of American adults are overweight or obese. And then research from Purdue University goes further, and it says that certain religious groups, particularly Christian, might be especially prone to this problem. Lots of studies have been done of clergy, of pastors, finding that up to three-quarters of us fall into the obese category. So I am really not alone. Something is a problem here, pushing us towards ill health. Now, letting our bodies drift into this territory is about more than just looks or vanity. It actually costs us. It costs us and society extra money in healthcare. It costs us the ability to work. It can lead to chronic health conditions. It can take years off our lives. It has a real cost. The rate of diabetes in this country has tripled since 1980. Our society does everything it can to hide this problem or to shame people who end up dealing with it. It makes reality shows about those who are at the extreme heaviest, shows like My 600-Pound Life. But for the most part, our world, our culture, only shows us the beautiful people. So for instance, did you know the cultural critic Naomi Wolf reported that even though the average woman is a size 14, daytime TV producers are not allowed to book guests who are larger than a size 10. because the advertisers don't like it. If you never see anyone who looks like you, you are much more prone to buy things that will help you to look normal, right? That's the rationale. Our society tells us lots of reasons to try to get weight off and be healthier, but most of them are things like looking better, looking younger, being more desirable, being able to be more efficient and productive. The pressure to achieve some kind of perfect weight has opposite harmful effects as well. It creates a country where we have more food than we could ever eat at our fingertips, but then lots of people who starve themselves or make themselves sick in order to be thin, in order to look like what they consider to be normal. So on the one hand, we have obesity everywhere, and then we have people dying to be thin. We are a nation obsessed with food, one way or another, for better or worse, right? No matter which way we slice it, pun definitely intended, we are just not in a healthy place. We are not in a healthy place. There's one more confession here. I think a lot of us know this is a problem. We see it. But motivation in our hearts is an issue. We don't like being told by the world how we should look or what we should do. So one more confession from me. I know that things could be different. I know what I could do to increase my health. But I've developed in the last couple years an interesting addiction that maybe some of you will relate to, where at least once or twice a week, I just have to have this one particular McDonald's breakfast sandwich. They put something in it, and I am genuinely addicted, and I've seen that. I just haven't been motivated to change it. It's one of those things. Is this a huge sin? Everything is lawful, but not everything is beneficial, right? Well, for those of us who believe in God, there are more beneficial and compelling reasons to focus on our health. Just like every Sunday, I'm preaching to myself as well as to you. We were, as the Bible says, fearfully and wonderfully made with minds, bodies, and spirits. And just like Diane said, those three things are connected just as closely as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Mind, body, and spirit are closely connected. When we are genuinely healthy in all three of those areas, we actually glorify God who made us that way. Just think about it. When we enjoy good physical health, good mental health, and spiritual vitality, we are able to do more of the things that God gives us to do. We have more energy, we have more peace, and we have more joy. So attending to that health in whatever way we can is actually a spiritual discipline, just as much as prayer or worship, I think. And the health that I'm talking about us attending to is not just about weight. That is an obvious way that we actually wear our ill health on our bodies. But it's not just about weight. I do not feel that I'm using my 34-year-old body to its fullest when I'm huffing and puffing upstairs. I can see I'm not getting that abundant life God willed for me. And health also connects to things like sleep, like rest, and to our emotions. Do you believe, for instance, that God actually cares about how much sleep you're getting? It would make sense to me if God did care, because we were created to need rest in order to function well, in order to function at our jobs or with our kids, with our friends, with whatever else comes our way. Chronic sleep deprivation leads to these other health problems like obesity or high blood pressure. Taking care that our bodies and our minds are rested has a far-reaching impact. And then when you think about your mind, how you're taking care of your mind, what we choose to think about, and how we process our emotions ends up connecting with our overall health. It ends up connecting with how we view the world, how we view God. So, for instance, if we are holding on to anger or feeding resentment, that actually causes a physical reaction in us. It causes an excess of cortisol, the stress hormone that can actually make the immune system attack itself. It can make your immune system fight against itself when you hold on to stress and anger and resentment. It can be just as bad as eating a gallon of ice cream. So how we take care of our minds affects our bodies. and vice versa. It's a give and take. That second scripture reading today from 1 Corinthians says our bodies are like a temple. A very powerful metaphor, because the temple was the most sacred place that there ever was back in that day. It was the place that hosted God's presence. So that's saying that God is present within our bodies. God's spirit is living in these vessels. And we're called in Scripture to love God with all our heart, with all our mind, and with all our strength. It's so easy to dismiss that third one. We can love God with all our hearts. We engage in prayer. We sing songs. We can love God with our minds. We'll go to a Bible study. We'll learn more about faith. But what about our strength? How do we love God with all our strength? That word strength in the Hebrew language was best translated as ability. So in other words, love God with everything you've got. How much strength does any of us have to offer God? The Old Testament people would have heard the word strength, love God with all your strength, and they would have thought about their lives, which were very physical. They were farmers. They went everywhere by foot. They engaged in war. A lot of stuff with their bodies. And compare that with our modern world, where everything is becoming much more sedentary, much more electronic and automatic. Most of us don't use our bodies or our strength on a regular basis unless we exercise. So much of our faith, when it has focused on bodies, has focused more on all the things we aren't supposed to be doing. So some of you grew up hearing over and over, don't drink too much, don't smoke, don't have sex before marriage. You heard all that stuff, right? That's about the extent that our faith has given any focus on our bodies, our physical being. But what about a real theology of the body? What are we supposed to do with these bodies? Do we believe that God cares about this temple, this vessel he has given us to live this life, to engage his world? Ephesians 2:10 says, "We are his masterpiece, created anew in Christ so that we can do the good things that he had planned for us to do long ago." We are his masterpiece. And if God cares about our bodies, these masterpieces, then maybe our faith, instead of steering us towards unhealthy choices, can actually fuel us towards better health, towards better stewardship of our bodies. Did you know, for instance, that the American Council on Exercise predicted that faith-based fitness programs would be the second biggest fitness trend this year? I didn't know there were fitness trends. But the second biggest fitness trend in 2016 was predicted to be faith-based fitness programs. So, for example, Pastor Rick Warren of Saddleback Church, author of The Purpose-Driven Life, he started something called the Daniel Plan, this holistic plan with eating and exercise based on Scripture, and got tens of thousands of his people to do it with him. There are gyms that are springing up everywhere, like Body and Soul in Washington, D.C. And even a former member here, Ryan Althaus, some of you know him. He is a pastor in California, and he started this incredible ministry called Sweaty Sheep. He seeks to draw people into faith that otherwise are just turned off by traditional ways of encountering God. His group believes that God can be met through play and recreation, what they call recreation. So they have church services after training for a marathon or a really long bike ride. They'll meet together all sweaty, and have a church service, Sweaty Sheep. Now, I don't know about you, but I have a long way to go before I can run a marathon. That is not the point. If we focus on competing with others, we miss the point. If we focus on how we look, we miss the point. The point is, God wants us to have abundant life, to be fully alive. So how can we start today to pursue all that God has intended for us in mind, body, and spirit? Let's connect the dots. Amen.